Ibon. Welcome to the Mahadeva, the English Dharma discussion telecast every Monday on Buddhist TV. So, as we meet again, we thought of continuing a very important discussion that we have been carrying on for some time, the discussion about the Pancha Upadana Kanda, which is of course a very a core teaching of Buddhism. And since we were discussing, we were continuing this discussion about Pancha Upadana Kanda with, of course, a person who is no stranger to you. He is Professor Ravi Koggalage. And Professor, although he is an engineer, he is a meditation teacher with overseas experience and much dedicated to teach meditation to lots of people. And also engaged in our Dharma discussions as well. So, Professor, we warmly welcome you. And so, since I just told our viewers that we shall continue our discussion about the Pancha Upadana Kanda, I thought, now, when we consider the first factor of Pancha Upadana Kanda, Rupa, you just told me that we'll discuss today that how we see Rupa in its true form, I would call it true nature.
Yes.
So I would like you to initiate the discussion.
Okay, now, Pancha Upadana Kanda, why we want to investigate or talk about this is because Buddha has mentioned Sankittena Pancha Upadana Kanda Dukkha. So this is the Dukkha in short. So, to realize First Noble Truth, he has advised us to investigate about Rupa in various ways. So that's why we are talking about this different ways, because Rupa, if you can see the true nature of Rupa, true nature in the sense the yathabhuta, that is the reality. So normally we don't see the reality. So Buddha has realized this and explained. So if one see the reality or the true nature of Rupa, one can go up to third level of this Magapala, that is up to Anagami, non-returner level. So that's why there are different levels of understanding about Rupa. So we have to keep that in mind, because sometimes we think we know about Rupa, right? Of course we know, but
so since there are different levels of understanding Rupa, we must be at a very lower level.
That's right.
Okay.
So worldly level. So the Lokottara level or Supramundane level, it's different. So, but we have to start with where we are.
Okay.
Right? So worldly level, what do we call Rupa?
Right.
So how do you identify a Rupa? Right? So there also Buddha has helped us. So to know whether it is a Rupa, there are different ways. Now worldly level, if we see something, we believe it as Rupa, right?
Yeah.
This table or flowers or whatever, could be our body or others, physical bodies, animals, things, whatever, right? Houses, vehicles, roads, earth, maybe even sun or moon, universe. So everything. That is, we consider as Rupa. So our world consists of Rupa, collection of Rupa, right?
Right.
So that is the Loka or the world. So Rupa, so one way to identify Rupa is whatever we see and recognize,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we may use other faculties. Not only eye, but ear, nose, tongue, and the body. So, whatever can be sensed by these faculties, they are known as rupa. Right?
Okay.
So that is one way of identifying rupa. So what is rupa? There are some other ways also, according to Buddhism. Now, Buddha has mentioned this Satara Mahadhatu, four elements. Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if you can identify any of these, then we call that rupa. For example, if you can feel the solidity, the patavi, nature. If you touch something, you feel it. Why? Because it's a rupa.
Okay. Because it's a form. It's a rupa. Okay.
Matter, physical matter.
Okay.
Well,
right.
But how do we identify? By touching. So we can feel the patavi nature, solidity.
Okay.
Sometimes, if you take another example, the heat. You can feel it. How hot or cold?
Yes.
So that is again the tejo.
Okay. So that is also a rupa.
If we feel something like that, we call it as a rupa.
Okay.
That rupa has this much temperature.
Yes. Because as we just say the word rupa, we expect something, a picture. You know, a picture or something which is a tangible
yes.
object or something.
Yeah, tangible in the sense you feel those qualities.
Tangible
when
feeling,
you,
the,
when
the
you
quality.
Touch. Yes,
okay,
so
fine.
One of the qualities, solidity.
Right.
The patavi nature.
Okay.
Right. It's only a nature we can experience.
Okay.
Anyway, sometimes it is explained, rupa consists of all four. But when you investigate this according to Dhamma, it's a kind of nature we can identify. Right? Solidity nature, liquidity nature, motion and heat. Right? So, it is not collection of those four and, you know, then got the rupa. But wherever we call rupa, there's a possibility of feeling or identifying those qualities. Okay, so four elements, that is another way of identifying whether it is a rupa.
Okay,
that's the second way. Then the third way, certain rupa like our physical bodies or animals, even trees, we know we got this body because of foods we took from our birth. Right. So this body is a creation of food. Okay. So that is another way of identifying rupa. Rupa is there because of food. If you don't get food, there won't be this kind of body.
Right.
Right. So because of ahara, the foods. Okay. In our case, it is what do you call, kabalinka ahar, right? Solids. Then, that is the third way of identifying rupa. Okay? Then, there's another way. Buddha has mentioned this in Pali, it is called rupane. Rupane means changing. Right? It's changing. Why it is changing? Because of maybe the coldness, heat, rain, like that, due to other insects, whatever, right? Mosquitoes, flies, and so on, or the snakes. due to those causes, these are changing. Changing in the sense, the Pali word is rupane, right? Rupatiti, that is changing. The if something is changing, then we can identify it as rupa. That is another way of identifying.
Okay. So anything that changes is rupa?
Yes. That is how Buddha has defined it.
Okay. Right. Let's carry on.
Yes. Okay. Rupatiti rupo. Then, so why all this way of identifying rupa? Because we have to investigate about rupa. Why? Rupa upadana is the dukkha.
Yes.
Right? So, to identify it, we have to see the true nature of rupa. So, first, how to see the true nature of rupa? Buddha has given one method called anicca sanya. Anicca sanya is, again, three steps we have to follow. Iti rupan, this is the rupa. Then, iti rupasa samudeo, this is the samudeo of rupa, causes. Then, iti rupasa attangamo, that is the ceasing nature, nirodha, right? Attangamo. So, if there's a rupa, that is iti rupan, then we have to identify what are the causes, samudaya for it.
Yeah.
And then the attangama. Attangama in the sense, if samudaya is not there, rupa will be no longer there.
Okay.
I'll come to that.
Please.
Now we are in the first step.
Yeah.
Iti rupa. What is rupa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever we call rupa, iti rupa. How to identify whether it is a rupa? Now I have given a few ways, few different methods. Right? Now, the worldly level, when we think there's a rupa, now we are going to see the true nature of it. Right? In our meditation, there are different methods we use. For example, let's take our body. Right? So, one way of looking at our body in this Satipatthana, Kayanupassana, meditation, we break this into 32 parts, right? So we can consider this body is just composition of those parts. So there's nothing called body, it's a collection of parts, like our head hair, body hair, nails,
kunupa,
that is kunupa, 32 parts, right? And they are also, kunupa means the asubha nature, the pilikul, right? So that is kunupa, 32 unpleasant parts, right? So we have to, so in Kayanupassana, one of the instructions given is to break this into 32 parts and then contemplate on each of those, right? That is asubha sanya, right? So this way, why we are doing this? Because we are so attached to this body. Right? Just to reduce that attachment, this one method. Even we think it's a one whole body, it is just collection of these parts. Again, one would ask now, if it here, body here, nails or teeth, right? Then what is that? It is again another kind of rupa. Right?
Yeah.
So, another method of contemplating this is, that is again collection of those four elements. Or the sometimes called rupa kalapa. Rupa kalapa is, you can't break it further, any further, smallest element. Rupa kalapa, even in a rupa kalapa, those we can observe or identify the four elements, patavi, apo, tejo, vayu, right? That nature. So certain rupa kalapas, one quality may be higher than others. For example, if patavi nature is higher than other three, if the collection of these rupa kalapa, we identify them as solids.
Okay.
Because solidity nature is greater than
right.
other
okay. higher in qualities. Sense, more prominent, the nature, Patavi nature.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So each Rupa Kalapa, the Patavi is a bit higher than other qualities. That's why it is solid.
Okay.
If you take a liquid, it may be the Apo part.
Okay, not that it doesn't have the other components, only
that's
that
right.
It's one component is stronger than
stronger,
the rest.
More visible or identifiable than others.
Fine.
All right? But all four are there.
Mm-hmm.
Because because there's no way to separate those four.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important point. That's why this Rupa Kalapa concept came. So smallest element is Rupa Kalapa. You can't break it into solidity, liquidity. You can't separate them. So the one way is to see each of these Rupa is collection of Rupa Kalapa. Right? So there's no something called flower here, but it's collection of Rupa Kalapa. Oh, Patavi Apo Tejo Vayu. So this is also another type of meditation known as Dhatu Manasikara.
Mm-hmm.
Dhatu.
Okay.
Right? Four elements. Dhatu Manasikara. So you can contemplate on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That is another meditation technique.
Okay. Seeing whatever you see in the Rupa Kalapas.
Yes. Whatever we believe as a Rupa.
Yeah.
Is not what we believe, but collection
four
of
elements,
four elements.
Collection of four elements.
Or Rupa Kalapas.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then you won't get attached to whatever you
and
think.
And you won't enjoy anything anymore, I suppose.
That's right. So you enjoy here the flower, but if you see it as a collection of Rupa Kalapas, smaller elements, then you can't see the flower.
Okay, what if somebody thinks, no, I want to enjoy that flower?
Yeah.
So why
then,
should
you
I
can get attached and go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead in the samsaric journey.
Sure.
So that's right.
Okay.
If we are get deluded due to our avijja and moha, delusion, then you can enjoy worldly.
Yeah,
level.
I asked it because that is one of the accusations we have for Buddhism. You know, life is short, enjoy it, enjoy what is around us, enjoy the nature, you know. So that's why I raised that question.
This criticism is there from those who, you know, don't know about Buddhism. Because
those who
they
do not see a step further.
Yes. They think Buddhism only talks about dukkha, not about other three noble truths.
Exactly.
How to overcome dukkha and the nibbana. You know, completely eradicate the dukkha.
So which explains how much people are attached to the worldly things.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that is natural. We came this long journey in samsara.
Of course.
Due to that attachment.
Mm.
So it is not that easy to, you know, even to reduce.
Mm.
Right?
That's true.
So we like to enjoy with Rupa, even our body.
Mm-hmm.
We think this is beautiful, pleasant, and we can keep it longer. You know, we don't like to see the change in nature of it, true nature, right?
Yeah.
Aging, decaying.
Until one day our own eye might not be able to see it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we can't avoid the truth.
Sure.
We have to face, whether you believe or not. So you have to face the truth. But if you realize the truth, there's a possibility of overcoming suffering, dukkha.
Sure.
So that is what Buddha has shown. So that's why he advises us to look at the rupa, true nature of it. Rupaya pirisinda dakinna. You have to see the true nature of Rupa. So that is not what we believe or what we think about Rupa, but the reality. So you have to investigate. So one way of investigating, now since we have, you know, strong those attachments, so keles, the defilements, so strong, at once we can't see the true nature. So there's a step-by-step path shown by Buddha. So initial step, that's why our body, we can start it, okay, this body is collection of 32 parts, right? Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, our skin, flesh, and so on, right? So if you consider each of these, how this became up to this nature? Because of foods we took so far, right? If you consider head hair or nails, whatever, right? It's because of the foods.
Yeah.
Right? So foods, can they think?
No, they can't.
No. Then how about our hair? It's a result of food.
Yeah.
Achetanika, they cannot think. Then avijnanaka, right? Yeah. Consciousness is not there. Right, so that's the nature of the physical matter. So our body also a kind of physical matter. If our mind is not there, body cannot do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that is one way of, you know, contemplating or understanding about this roop. Okay. Then this rupa is changing. The rupane, right? Continuously changing. Our body also changing, right? That is also not difficult to realize, right? Just keep on changing, right? Mm-hmm. We are not like 10 years before, right? If you think we have changed. After another 10 years, this may change more, right? Mm-hmm. So the changing nature of body. So worldly level you can observe these things, right? So worldly level, whatever rupa we believe, we can see such qualities through those meditation. Now some those who are practicing meditation, they believe if I practice this meditation, the 32 parts, so dhatu manasikara patavyapurti juvayo, then this is the vipassana or the lokottara path. But if you carefully, you know, analyze the dhamma, you may realize that is not lokottara path, but still you are in the something called pura pratipada, that is worldly level of practicing meditation. Why I say that? If we take this flower, so body, still you are in the worldly way of, you know, believing. The flower is there.
Yeah.
And even if it is changing, you may observe the change in nature. Impermanent. But still, there's a person to know about the change in nature.
Okay.
If I say the flower is there, it implied who is the observer? No one. So I.
Yeah.
Because I use my eye to see it. Right? Even I say that flower is changing.
Yeah.
If I meditate like that. Still, I may realize the change in nature, but who is realizing?
Me.
Right? Yeah. So still we are in the world, worldly level of, you know, developing our mind. So lokottara level, you know, we have to break this sakkaya ditti, personal belief. Right? So if we used to believe, okay, flower is there, so I am here to observe it, and it is changing, so I know it is changing, still our sakkaya ditti
is there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Even you see, it is not a flower, it is collection of four elements. Satara maha dhatu. Right? Patavi, apo, tejo, vayo. Still, who is saying that Satara Mahadhatu is there?
I. The I factor is still there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Our Sakkaya Ditti is there.
Ego.
Ego. Now, personal belief. Now, so that's why not only knowing the rupa and breaking that, you can't see the true nature of rupa. Of course, scientists are doing that. You know, try to identify the composition of these things.
Atoms and
That's right.
Electrons, neutrons, positrons and all that. Yeah.
That's right. They have gone up to this quantum physics, quantum levels, theories, all sort of there. But no one has even attained up to so on level. Why? Still they are so observer.
Yes. Oh yeah, otherwise they should.
They should.
A scientist, yes. Yeah.
So if we believe, if we try to contemplate on the composition of this, whether it is four elements or other parts, still we are in the same level. That's why I mentioned it is worldly level of seeing things. But it's a bit higher than the normal people. Right? So this is known as Pura Pratipada. One has to practice that. Of course, Pura.
Yeah, I think that explains a lot, sir, because sometimes we think now, when somebody like you, when somebody teaches us the Dhamma, then we also understand in some way that an object that we see, an external object that we see, comprises of the four elements. So we wonder, okay, we also understand, but how come we are not enlightened?
Yes.
So I guess that's the answer. The I factor is there.
Yeah, now, you know, Einstein has found this Einstein theory, E equals mc squared and so on. Any property can, any matter can convert to energy.
Yeah.
Right? So what is energy? It's a collection of waves, so continuously changing. So he has seen this change in nature. Right? But has he enlightened? That's the question we have to ask. So if we see, okay, there's a rupa, but it is changing, will only that help us to, at least to go up to this sotapatti level, or break this sakkaya ditti?
But it might be an eye-opener.
Yes.
It's a great eye-opener.
Yes.
At least to
feel
like that.
Yes. Worldly level, it's a great knowledge.
Yeah. Great achievement, perhaps.
Great
yeah.
achievement. So, this Pura Pratipada helps one to go to the next step, Arya Pratipada. The Lokottara or Supramundane view, the right view, or the Sammaditti. So we practice this in worldly level with the worldly level Sammaditti or the Kammasakata Sammaditti. But we have to go beyond that. That is the second level of Sammaditti, the Chatusaccha Sammaditti. Knowledge about Four Noble Truths. So there you have to see what is Dukkha, what is the cause of it, and the cessation, and the path leading for that, right?
Yeah.
So when you see rupa or analyze like that, have you realized any kind of dukkha? So that's the question.
Probably not. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So to realize the see the truth or the attain lokottara phala, you have to realize the Four Noble Truths up to a certain level. So whatever we practice, you should be able to know that you are getting an understanding much better than the earlier after you practice it. Understanding in the sense about Four Noble Truths. Right?
Yes.
So at least you should realize dukkha than the earlier. right? When you practice any kind of meditation, mm-hmm. if it is the Lokottara path, otherwise it's okay, very level. Right? But if one believe I am practicing this true vipassana leading to Sataramaga, Satarapala, so on, Sakodagami, and so on, one has to, you know, investigate, compare with the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. That's what Buddha advised, right? Not just follow your teacher. It's okay to follow, but if you want to, you know, verify, you should compare with the Dhamma and Vinaya, Buddha's teachings. Now, coming back to this, the rupa, so Buddha has advised to know what rupa is, the anicca sanya. Then the cause of it, samudaya, right? Now, what is the cause of this rupa, flower, or this table, or the our body? Right? So, what's the cause of that? So, worldly level cause, I mentioned our food for this body. Right?
Yeah.
That is worldly level, we know. Now, we have to go to Lokottara level. What are the other causes Buddha has mentioned? The rupa, or the our faculties, for example, I also, the Buddha has mentioned there are four major causes. One is foods, of course, ahara. Then our kamma, previous kamma,
mm-hmm.
right? That is second one. Then third one, our tanha, craving. Then the avidya. So those are the four causes for a rupa. Of course, there are some more, but I'll take these four. Now, ahara we can, you know, understand, no?
Yeah.
Then other things, kamma. Previous karma, due to previous karma, we got this type of body, human-like body.
Yes.
Not an animal-like body. So,
yeah.
So it's based on karma as mm-hmm. well, right? That's also, I think, understandable. Then craving. Of course, our last life, right? So our chutisita, last thought. Because of craving is still there, we got the next birth, right? So the tanha, also cause. Then the difficult thing to understand is avijja.
Mm-hmm.
Because avijja is something within us, right?
Okay.
How it affect the rupa,
mm-hmm.
external rupa or our physical body. Due to avijja, how rupa can appear, arise.
Mm-hmm.
So one has to investigate this. Now this is where we have to see another thing. So how do you know there's a flower? How do you know there's rupa existing?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to know? Because we can see it. Using our eye faculty, we can see using our eye, right? So Buddha has advised us to analyze this in various ways using ayatanas. Skanda, ayatana, dhatu. These are the three mm-hmm. methods he has advised us to. If one wants to know the true nature of rupa, you can think about the break into skandhas
mm-hmm.
or the ayatanas, eye, ear, nose, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Skanda, ayatana, then dhatu. Dhatu are the four elements.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sataramaha, dhatu, and some others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we consider ayatana, how do we get to know this rupa existing?
Mm-hmm.
This flower is there.
Yeah, we can see.
We can see. So,
touch.
We can touch.
We can't even smell if it's a real flower.
That's
natural
right.
Flower.
Smell. So those are different faculties.
Yes.
Using eye, or using our body, or using our nose. Mm-hmm. Sometimes certain flowers we can taste,
yes,
even.
Yes.
So, tongue. So we can use our senses, mm-hmm. the faculties, right? Eye, ear, certain. Sometimes we can hear the sound and guess.
Yeah.
Right. So, using these ayatanas, we get to know about the rupa.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have to investigate about these faculties.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Buddha has advised us to know about the faculties, ayatanas. So, if we consider this rupa, flower, so earlier I mentioned one way of analyzing it is to see the change in nature of that flower or the composition of that. Now, another way of looking at it is, how do we get to know that flowers are there? Right? So, we use our eye. If we were blind, probably we don't know they are existing.
Exactly.
Right. Now, because we can see it, we know it is there. Right. Now we have to analyze this. I think we have talked about this in detail. Right. How we use our eye to know something. What's the task of our eye? What it can do? Right. It can generate only an image using its lens, the image, and our eye consciousness get to know about it. So, whatever we see is the collection of colors,
mm-hmm.
right? So, we can see the red color, yellow color, white color, and so on in these flowers. So, does that color really belongs to flower, or is it something generated by our eye? That is something one has to investigate. So, worldly level, we believe the color, red color belongs to that flower, yellow color belongs to that flower, right?
And also, I think sometimes some people see in different colors.
Yes.
Especially so. Blue and green.
Yes, color blind person.
Yes. Actually, not even colorblind, I don't know. But some people, you know, when there are something like bluish green, some people say it's blue and the others say it's green.
Yes,
so
true.
I think it depends on the person who observes it.
Yeah. So whatever person see, tell that color belongs to that flower.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. So if we use a color glass or the transparent paper, with some color. If you use red color paper, then we see all in reddish color.
Exactly.
Right? If you use blue paper, then
we see the world in blue.
Yes. Then whatever we see, is it belongs to the outside rupa?
No.
Or is it something generated from here?
Yeah, it's generated within.
Yes. So it's the capability of our eye to generate some kind of colors.
Mm-hmm.
So our eye consciousness get to know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever image in our eye retina, eye consciousness can observe that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we used to believe what we are seeing is the outside thing. So that is not the reality. So one has to contemplate on this. So I can give you only a color perception, the sanya.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something existing outside, but something generated by the eye faculty. Right? Similarly, other faculties also, whatever we experience is the capability of that faculty. It has generated this. And our consciousness can see only whatever generated by that faculty.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So the color we see not belongs to the outside rupa, but that is generated by the eye. That's why if we change a capability, if we use a color paper or something, or the glasses, then we see differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are not changing outside world, but our eye, we are changing. So whenever this eye change to another state, we can see differently. That means what we see is not what exactly exists in outside. So what we see is something, but what is existing is different thing. Right? So it depends on what kind of eye we have.
Yeah.
So different beings, they have different eye, different eye instruments.
Yeah.
So depends on the capability of eye, they see differently.
Yeah.
So that is another way to realize this is not the exact what is existing outside, but what we see is the base depends on the capability of our eye, right?
Okay.
So what we see is not what is existing. That is one thing one has to realize. But we used to believe worldly level, whatever we see is existing outside, right? Now, I may remind that simile, the example we took, the dog's example, dog peep into water and see the image, right? But it believes there's another
dog. There's a dog in water.
Yeah. So, what it see is different from what is existing. So, what it believe is one thing, right? But what is existing is different.
Sure.
So same thing happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we see and believe is something, but
reality is something
else. If we take another example, the mirigua, mirage.
Mm-hmm.
When we see it, we think there's water, right? If we don't know about this mirigua, right?
Yeah.
One would think water is there, but in reality water is not existing. It looks like water, depends on our eye. Right? So important concept of the theory, whatever what we see is not what is existing. What we see or believe is not what is existing. So this is something one has to realize. So when we think the flowers or whatever name we give, the thing or the physical matter, the roop, is it the same thing what we think about it? Of course, initially this may be a bit difficult for one to understand. So if we take another faculty, our ear. When we hear a sound, right?
Yeah.
We think about the roop, where that sound came from. Right? Maybe a bird's sound or whatever, clocks. Ticking sound, right? So when we hear that sound, we get that image. So initially it's only a mental picture because we are not using our eyes to see it. So it's a mental picture of that roop. Then we believe it is existing outside. But right now we are not seeing it. We see it mentally only because we hear only the sound signal, but our mind showing us kind of mental picture. Then we used to believe whatever we get to know is existing outside. So whatever we see, can it exist outside? Whatever we see is the creation of our mind. It is not physical matter, what we used to believe, it is physically existing. So this is a kind of delusion.
Okay.
So Buddha has advised us to go and see it. The samudaya of rupa.
Okay.
So what is rupa? What is samudaya?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about this, you may realize whatever we see is not something existing outside, but creation of our own mind. Right? So this is something you have to contemplate, or we call the vidarshana practice, to realize something.
So I think that is something you've got to contemplate on. You have a whole week to do it, and it is high time for us to put a comma to our program, which is, I would say, a brainstorming session, or a very mind-provoking session. And there's a lot of food for thought today, and something we have to contemplate on: seeing rupa in its true nature. Are we seeing reality? So thank you very much, Professor Koggalage, for being with us, for disseminating the Dhamma knowledge of yours. And we intend to continue this program next week also. And you can contact Professor directly if you have any questions. So you can quickly tell them your email address.
Yes, it is koggalage@yahoo.com. KOGGALAGE, koggalage@yahoo.com. And our discussions are available in the website ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com.
Yes.
And our regular sessions are there. If someone in Colombo, every Saturday morning at Nugegoda, Subhadra Rana.
Yes.
Yes.
So thank you so much, viewers, for being with us. And let us join the next week as well with the continuation of this Dhamma discussion. Thank you so much. May the Most Noble Triple Gem bless you.